Hey everybody, welcome back to Stand Up For News. Stand Up For News. Hey everybody, welcome back to Stand Up For News. Stand Up For News. Stand Up For News. Will you stand up for you? Will you stand up too? Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand Up For News. Stand Up For News. Supposed to clap.
I got you. All right. I'm sorry.
Hey, we are a Hollywood Connection special again. Give it up for Dawn Reese for hanging out with us. Yay! She just finished her show with Stefano Capricato's mom. What the heck was she doing here?
She's at All Aboard Play this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice. And then Robin Savage, our co-host, is here.
Yay!
She did a show earlier today, but she made it here. Our other co-host is Captain Jim Marvin.
Ahoy.
Yay! Captain Jim Marvin. Russell, is he on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I am.
God, he scared me. He said he might not be able to call in. Our other co-host is on the phone. I am their co-host, James Esterline. I'm the co-host with the most hoes. I am the pimp of the show.
You got that right.
Stand Up For News. And then our guest is Jim. What would you say his name was?
Manny Avila.
Manny Avila.
Good job. That was the only job I gave you.
Way to put me on the spot there, James.
They just picked me up from a gas station on the way over here. So
I met Manny. He had a bandana on. He looked like X-Pac from friggin' WWE's Degeneration X. And I made a joke about it. He laughed. But later I was like, you better watch my set, right? And then he was sitting there talking to some chick. And then I was doing my set, and he's talking. I'm like, hey, X-Pac. And he looks up. I'm like, oh, quit talking to my set. And he did the X-Pac suck it thing to me. You guys seen that before if you watch wrestling.
Right.
And then we started talking afterwards, and you're like, I wouldn't have been talking during your set, except that chick was really cute.
Yeah, man. It was like, you know.
I was like, that is acceptable, I guess.
Yeah, it was a long time since a woman in her 20s showed any interest in me, so I had a kind of a...
I just have a question before I go. I heard you have some merch coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have some merch.
All right, let's go.
Did Russell tell you?
No, I just saw it on your Facebook post.
Oh, yeah, WrestleMania's got some merch he's going to start making.
Okay.
And we all got to chip in, and we're gonna make a whole millions of dollars off the stuff. Stickers, we want to make shirts and hats.
I already pre-ordered the underwear.
They're edible. You read them up close. With microscopes. Edible underwear. It says Stand Up For News, you guys.
I like it.
Yeah, that's clearly a whole different meaning of where you put it.
Out there, that swimsuit that dissolves in the water.
Oh, no.
It's all over TikTok. People are buying it for their husbands, and they put them in the pool or the ocean, and it completely dissolves.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like something my Polish uncle invented.
It's called dissolve, like swim shorts.
That's funny. What if you pee yourself? Would that work, too? Or?
What were you going to say to WrestleMania?
That's a portion of it with the solvent, Russ.
Just melts in the humidity.
Yeah, right. Oh my God! Yeah.
You were about to say something, Russell, and we got carried away. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just talking about the. I've got the stickers on order. I should get them soon. They're relatively small. I'm just gonna test any idea.
Cool.
So 100 of them coming. So each of you're gonna get. You're gonna get some. Give them out.
All right. Definitely. Yep. I want a ton of them. We're going to do like something where you're collectible. You collect all seven or something, and you get a $100 gift card or a $100 bill or something like that, right?
Something like that. You know, I'm also looking at that we could actually make baseball cards for ours as well. And that might be something to look into down the road. Or playing cards. I like the idea of playing cards.
Yeah. Like they can make a little Stand Up For News game. And they can trade them.
You know, like the game, against humanity thing.
Right.
We have our own.
Humanity.
Or maybe even a Stand Up For News Monopoly game set, because I knew where I can get those made.
I know a guy. Believe me.
The WrestleMania one is coming. The WrestleMania Monopoly set is coming.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's get to know our guest. So you started stand-up comedy over 10 years ago. You did it for about a year. Right? Is that what you told
That's
me?
About right.
All right.
I started over 10 years ago. In which time, of 9 of those years, I did none of it. I was not doing any stand-up. So I started in Philadelphia, where I'm from. Born. Oh, wait, we got a gift being handed out.
For everybody.
We love you.
Wow.
right.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay. Good luck.
Is that the Hamilton?
Is that rent?
I got stuff for you.
You're taking all of them?
This is the press pass for we're going to get a press pass, like Don mentioned. We just got to apply for it so we can get into the Comic Cons and stuff like that.
Oh.
For free. And
wow.
You gotta just do a story about it, basically.
Okay.
Oh, cool. No, Renaissance, it looks like.
Can I do a report live from the Mons?
Afterwards.
Yeah, well,
Mac just like took them all.
It's a show.
I'm gonna sell these on eBay. And,
if you want one, you can buy it on eBay.
you remember, James, so I did make us press passes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
Well, let's get started here. February 27th, a video goes viral of a high school student knocking out his female teacher over taking away his Nintendo Switch. I guess he taught her. That's what I call the old switcheroo, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dude, that video I saw, I would never recommend watching it because it was a good 30 seconds before somebody started helping. He was brutally.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to kill her, if you ask me.
Right.
She
had
attempted manslaughter.
Yeah, one
dude, he wasn't laying up.
Against
a 17 year old, 200 pound kid beating the. He knocked her out with the first punch. After that, it was all just cheap shots. Like, one knee to the neck could have killed her.
He took all his family issues on her.
Yeah.
He was letting it all
hang out. What's going on at home,
dude?
That's not what teachers are for.
It's like, my mom always takes my Switch away, too! He just, like, let it all out. I'm tired of people taking my games away.
Robin, did you bring some news to stand up for? Because the news can't just stand up for itself, by the way. It was born in a wheelchair. It has no legs.
Yeah,
we stand up for the news.
I've got a right out of the gate, I got a double whammy.
All right.
Okay, the first version is, an electric car in Australia has made a record-breaking 620-mile trip on a single charge powered by the sun. The name of the car is SunSwift 7. Taylor Swift is planning a revenge ballad about the car. Same joke, second try. An electric car in Australia has made a record-breaking 621-mile trip on a single charge powered by the sun. The car is not road legal, as it's missing essentials like climate control and airbags. The name of the car is SunSwift 7, but most Americans call it still better than the first car I ever owned.
Nice one.
Jim, we worked hard as this week on some stories, so go ahead and tell us what you got for current events.
All right, this week, Transportation Security Administration officers allegedly found an explosive device hidden in a piece of luggage being checked onto an airplane from Pennsylvania bound to Sanford, Florida. The FBI found the device hidden in the lining of a bag and described the explosive as the type used in fireworks, wrapped up in wax paper and plastic wrap, connected to fuses made of a lighter, a can of butane, a cordless drill batteries, and two GFCI outlets taped together. Mm-hmm. Detectives are still trying to track down the passenger who put that device on the flight, one Angus Mac MacGyver. Anyone with leads is asked to contact the FBI or CBS. Both organizations say they could use some fresh ideas.
Oh, man. All right, Marvel's being sued, you guys, by a politician for the Punisher symbol being too much of a likeness to Rick Scott. So Rick Scott is suing. That's what's up.
Well, who was born first? I mean, was he born before the Punisher character? Because then he would get who has the rights to that?
I guess he was. That's one of his arguments.
Yeah.
He's definitely not Skeletor, right. He said, but he is. They are using his likeness.
Right.
He did sue A Nightmare Before Christmas and Tim Burton for using his likeness in that movie as Jack Skellington.
Hey, he said really good in it though.
Last week, scientists discover when you see sperm whales coming, they are coming in waves.
Oh,
man. Thank you.
I think every stand up for news we have some sort of sperm whale story.
Yeah, so. I find it for you.
They travel on banks.
Fire away, Miss Robin.
Okay.
Savage.
A man steals an American Airlines bus. It takes police on a 15-mile chase across New York City. Police say the man will be charged with grand larceny and a $30 fee for the carry-on that he brought with him.
It's like Speed 5.
Speed 5 on American Airlines bus.
That was a short one.
Tell another one. Straws at this one.
Oh, okay.
Tell another. That was a short
one. Oh, you know what? Should we do the Putin one, or do you want to wait on that one?
Let's have Russell tell one then. Russell.
Russell, I got one. It's entertainment news. The actor who played the cocaine bear, he was asked about his acting, and he said, "I simply use the method approach."
Nice.
Okay, so Jim and I were talking about a big story in the news. Vladimir Putin bestowed a friendship award to actor Steven Seagal. But not to be outdone, Kim Jong-un gave Dennis Rodman a BFF locket.
Is that a real thing, a friendship award?
Yeah, it figures those two would be friends. Neither of them have any other friends left on the planet anyway. Right.
What a bogus award. I would feel almost offended if someone gave, you know, there's so many decorative awards.
Yeah,
you just make one. Hey, here's my best friend award. You know, here's a buddy old pal award.
I give you a medal for my friendship. Yes.
I look your pants. Here's an award. Here's
James. We mentioned this today.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mexico's president posted a photo on his social media account Saturday, showing what he said appeared to be a mythological woodland spirit similar to an elf. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador asserted it was not a joke when he posted the photo of himself next to an aluxe, a mischievous woodland spirit in Mayan folklore. President Obrador called the picture an elfie. Whatever cookies he's been eating, they certainly aren't the kind baked by Los Elfos Quiblos.
Los Quiblos.
World Obesity Day is March 4th, and Stand Up For News is making it the official Fat History Month. We got Black History Month. Now we got Fat History Month. And we'll celebrate John Candy, one of my favorite comedians and actors, just because his name made him fat, too, you know? John Candy.
I'm mad at him. John, what's your favorite food? Candy.
Here's the advantages, though, to Fat History Month. The whole month, if you go to KFC, whatever, they do a body fat percentage on you when you walk in. So if I walked in, I'd be about 25. I'm a fat chooch. I'd get 25% off. If my buddy Duffy walked in, he'd be like 72% off, you guys. Sorry, Duffy.
But, if I walked in, they'd owe me money.
Yeah, Russell's gonna walk out with $2.50 in his pocket.
I'm good with that. Just give me extra biscuits. We'll call it even.
Hang on. So, yeah, also, diabetes meds for the entire month of March will be free. Type 2 only. Get another one. Funny Fat History Month is in March, since fats totally hate marching. We'll have more fat, like Taft. We have a Taft one for next week.
Okay, we're going old school.
Remember Taft?
You got
stuck in. Yeah, we'll get for history.
You would think, though, they would have Fat Tuesday in March then.
Oh, yeah. You're on fire, Russell.
All right. Are you fat or?
Somebody cut me out. I'm on fire. Well, I am flaming. I am very flaming.
I'm down to 200 pounds, and I lost 12 pounds in like 2 weeks.
Just nice.
Yeah. Haven't drank in a long time since last season, actually. So anyway,
he may pick
I've lost 72 pounds in October, baby.
I don't want to talk about that. Robin, moving right along.
Just real quick, it absolutely amazes me that you click your scale and put it on face. Like, a woman would never do that. I would never click the.
I could identify as a woman if I want.
Kudos for you for taking a picture of your scale. Okay, a 116-year-old time capsule was discovered at the University of Illinois. It was found underneath a building which was originally construction for the local YMCA. The time capsule contained clothing that once were worn by a Native American, a construction worker, a biker, and a cop.
We got a phone call, Bobby?
Yes, we do. Let's see who it is.
Who's on the phone?
That's hello, my loyal subject. My name is Richard Lynn Scott, otherwise known in your world as Senator Rick Scott.
Senator Rick Scott. Hey, bud. This kind of sounds like Skeletor from Masters of the Universe. Are you sure this isn't Skeletor?
Not as butch.
I think you're the same person.
I have been Senator of Florida since 2019.
did do us a favor,
you don't know who I am? Do not recognize my voice. I am Rick
Scott. do us a favor and say, I will get you He-Man. Ha, 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 ha.
Who, He-Man?
By the powers of Gaystall.
Why are you calling us, Rick Scott?
Speaking of, you peon.
Why are you calling us?
My voice is sexy. And she loves when I do the impression of the great African-American singer, Barry White.
Oh, okay.
My impression of Barry White.
Rick Scott, why are you calling us?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? I can't hear you.
Why are you calling us, Rick Scott?
If I hit the quip that you told about me.
We're only telling, standing up for the news, bud. I'm sorry we can't help you.
I am the overlord of Florida, and you will
overlord of Florida. Thank you for calling, Senator Rick Scott. I mean, not Skeletor.
Senator Skeletor Scott.
Quit suing everybody. All right, Dilbert is canceled after his creator Scott Adams made controversial racist comments on a YouTube video. Dilbert, more like Dill Bigot. Adams claims to be a BLM supporter and has volunteered for BLM Black Lives Matter before, and he's a far left advocate. Funny, I left his cartoon in the trash a long time ago. Dilbert, more like Dulbert.
Yeah, I noticed there wasn't too many black characters on that show when I was
Yeah, who's he going to draw next on there? Clanbert?
Yeah.
That's what it's great.
Also, how do you cancel something that's been canceled for years? Like, I don't know. You're already digging deep now. You
canceled yourself with your writing.
What's the sound of a comic strip getting canceled if no one's there to read it?
Exactly.
I've been canceled more times than shows on Netflix. I don't care anymore.
In Arizona, a dog has the tongue dubbed the longest dog's tongue in the world by Guinness World Records. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Yeah. He won a lifetime supply of peanut butter, and he's welcome to all my slumber parties this summer.
No.
Oh, man, yeah. I can do or...
I'll be there.
All right, Robin, fire when ready.
Okay, do you guys want to hear This Week in History, one of the This Week in Histories? Oh,
yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, This Week in History, actually today, March 2nd, 1904, children's author Theodore Seuss Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, was born in Springfield Hospital in Springfield, Massachusetts. He was not born in a house. He was not born with a mouse. He was not born here or there. He was not born just anywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that deserves the whistle.
In Brilliant. This week in history, next. Russell, you got a history one?
I got one. I said this week in history, 1963, the hula hoop was invented. And I am so grateful for it because otherwise I wouldn't have a belt.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right, here's one for you. Back in 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scores 100 points, most ever by an NBA player in a single game. Later that evening, Chamberlain then went on to score 100 chicks, the most ever by an NBA player in a single night. Wilt, you've always been my hero. You might even possibly be my dad.
Here's one for you. Manny, read that one up there.
Okay, I'll try to read your...
Yeah, read my handwriting. Don't think, just read.
He just gives me a construction paper written with crayon. March 2nd, 1955, Claudette Calvin is arrested for refusing to give up her seat on a... Help me out.
Segregated.
On a segregated bus, a full nine months before Rosa Parks was arrested for the same thing. Sounds like Rosa stole love Man, you should.
Same thing as Colvin's.
You're like mad at me for not being able to read. I mean, yeah, I wish you guys could see this. I mean, how am I? Are you kidding?
Hold up to the camera.
Like deciphering.
There's gonna be a test after this too.
This is like the Mayans world. It's like
hieroglyphics. I think there's a guy carrying an alligator.
You're mad at me for not being able to. Okay. All right. So Rosa Parks. What was it?
It says it here. Colvin.
That's what that said.
I thought it was refusing to give up her seat. You know, 9 months before Rosa Parks got arrested for the same thing. Sounds like Rosa stole Colvin's thunder and her seat.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's true. Sounds funny what I tell
you. I know, yeah. Colvin, man, that's like an unwritten part of history, man. You know, shout out to you for giving her some light here, you know, exposing her, you know?
It's our last bit of Black History Month.
A few days late, but...
That was Claudette. She was stuck her neck out there for people, too, man.
Yeah.
Next, a chicken in Michigan is dubbed world's oldest chicken today. Today, Peanut is 20 years and 304 days old. However, that's still younger than Bill Clinton was when he dodged the draft. Making him the oldest human chicken. By the way, Bill's allergic to peanuts, it says here. How ironic. He's still the world's oldest cock.
All right, next. Can I just ask before you hop on the next one? How can you prove the age of a chicken? Is there like birth certificates? Like he can just be lying.
Because it was one that they put in shows.
It's rings around their eggs.
Yeah. You got the oldest chicken. Someone's like, no, mine's actually 30. Prove it.
Dirty bird.
Okay. Experts believe that Jesus may have used cannabis oil to perform his miracles. Bible researchers found evidence that the water he turned into wine was a little skunky.
Well, we know he got stoned, right?
He confuses me as a Christian. I was baptized Catholic. So, like, you know, Jesus, he got in this boat one day, right? And then they go out in the middle of the water. And then Jesus gets out of the boat, right? Mm-hmm. And then he just starts walking around on the water. Why the heck did he get in the boat in the first place?
Right.
Yeah.
And if I was his buddies, I'd be like, why didn't you tell us you could walk on water? Yeah. Oh, it's a test. You could have just been walking out there. Why? We don't even need a boat.
Like, what else are you holding back?
I'm supposed to trust this guy with my...
That would have helped during salmon season.
There's a fire right there. Oh, I'm sorry, God. He's not listening to Stand Up For News. God's not listening to this. Tell us about the Proud Boy. You were going to tell us about Proud Boy.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear about the
story.
Proud Boy. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Add on to that story with mine.
Definitely. Messages presented today in the seditious conspiracy trial against leaders of the white supremacist group, the Proud Boys, provides evidence that the Trump campaign urged them to appear at rallies after the 2020 presidential election and to be prepared for violence. Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Tarrio made plans for the rallies with the Trump campaign, who asked him to, quote, make it a spectacle. The Trump campaign also asked the Proud Boys to blend in with rally goers by wearing plain clothes instead of their usual black and yellow uniforms. Tarrio rejected the request, saying, how are we going to make a spectacle if we're not dressed for it? We're the Proud Boys. If we always dress plainly, then we'd be just the plain boys.
I used to be in the Proud Boys. Did you know that? There's a new group formed by mothers of all the Proud Boys. It's called Proud Mommies of the Proud Boys. And one night, I was a Proud Boy because I slept all through the night without peeing in my Huggy pull-ups. And my mommy said she was so happy. I was a Proud Boy.
Aw, there you go, James.
This was last week, by the way.
I'm a Proud Boy, so, you know.
You're a Proud Boy.
Yes. Give him a round of applause for not being in the stands today.
Your Proud Boy story.
Here's a story, you guys. A liberal woman gets pregnant on purpose, she said, just to get an abortion to prove it's a woman's choice. Even crazier, it says she was actually a lesbian.
Oh,
that's progressive. Did I tell you guys about You guys, I'm going to go ahead. Okay. Robin, sorry.
And incredibly intelligent Canadian super pigs threaten to spread into the United States and wreak havoc on native species. A spokesperson for the Mounties asked the public to stop calling them Canadian super pigs. Also,
I call it Canadian bacon.
There we go. Sounds also, like U.S. authorities, however, say super pig is just a fancy name for ham.
Like a bad guy off a street shark.
Canadian bacon.
Robin, when you mentioned that story, it brought this up to mind. A story says the number of endangered Mexican wolves in the U.S. has increased by 23% to around 250 animals in the latest count, the seventh year of growth in the population. Donald Trump responded to the news by saying, Mexico is not sending us their best wolves. He also called Mexican wolves rapists and claimed they take good paying jobs away from American wolves. In a statement, Mexican wolves denied the claim, saying that they are here to pursue a new life and to prey on the Chihuahuas and Pomeranians American wolves don't want to hunt. Robin, maybe those Mexican wolves can come up north and hunt down your Canadian super pigs.
I was going to say, we'll have the three little pigs and the, you know, meet in like Missouri.
Big bad wolf.
There's a 3-to-1 ratio of pigs to wolves. And they're all hiding in a
as long as the big bad wolf's not in drag, we're good.
Some friggin' big old house. Last week, Lori Lightfoot, that was the other day, right? Lori Lightfoot has been passed over for mayor of Chicago by her own party as a candidate for re-election. Poor lady. Also, Chicago has banned the word Beetlejuice from being said 3 times, so she can't be reconjured.
Oh.
You heard of Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Don't say it.
Right. She'll show up knocking on her door. I want to run for
she's
mayor.
She's more like Bloody Mary than Beetlejuice.
Okay. DirecTV announced that it has reached an agreement to provide the American League soccer season pass to be shown at bars and restaurants. They're hoping to bring our divided nation together when Americans will say, can you change the channel to baseball or NASCAR or anything else?
Olé!
Singer R. Kelly was sentenced last Thursday to 20 years in jail for possessing child pornography and engaging in sex acts with minors. I don't think that 20 years is enough for his crime. Matter of fact, in my opinion, I believe he should fry. I believe they should shot
like
the guy. I don't care what his lawyers say. That pedophile should be put away.
We got 1 minute
left.
We
have a new hit song.
All right, I got one left then. Well, I got 2 left, but I'm going to tell you this one. You guys know that Toby Keith, you ever heard of Toby Keith, the famous country music singer?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't always Toby Keith. It's been released that he's had his name changed. Did you know that? He's been married to Trish Lucas since 96. She's cute and all, but she's got Toby Keith whipped. She's got Toby Keith whipped so bad, she even made Toby Keith change his name. His name used to be Kunta Kinte Keith. Yeah, but he had to change his name because his initials were KKK, and that's just racist. That's just darn racist. So now he's Toby Keith. He's like, oh, I want to be Kunta Kinte Keith. She's like, it's a bad idea.
It's bad from every angle.
All right, you guys, see you next week. This is Stand Up for News.
Yeah, Manny, thanks for joining us.
Stand Up for News. What do you say?
Stand up, you.
Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand Up for News. Good job. Good show. Thanks for joining us, Manny.
I don't know the lyrics to the most easiest song in the world.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR